This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves toll free if you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And if you want to sound better than the typical phone caller, you can call us over our Discord chat, where we now have three Discord on-air call-in line rooms waiting for you. To give you plenty of options to get on with us. That means you don't have to wait for somebody to clear out of the... We used to just have one Discord room.
Right.
Now you can just hop on into line two or line three, if you would like, over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
All right, so stuff to talk about. We've got it. Of course, the Alex Jones thing. People are still talking about it. Conan, you'd asked about it when you came in here tonight. We may cover it because Reason actually has an interesting opinion piece about it that I thought might be worth sharing. And again, you can, of course, bring up whatever is on your mind. We've also got the story about Venezuela and President Nicolas Maduro.
You're talking about the supposed assassination attempt over the weekend?
No, I have not heard
of
that.
Some of the National Guard guys said, no, it was just like a gas tank exploded.
This I had not heard about. This was actually...
Yeah, apparently there was a supposed... attempted assassination using drones over the weekend. One of the drones, allegedly with explosives, crashed near an apartment building.
This was an assassination attempt against Maduro.
That's the allegation.
Okay.
By Maduro, yeah. Is that there was an assassination attempt against Maduro. Some of the National Guard guys said, yeah, there was no drone. It was just something blew up, but there was no assassination attempt.
Just to be clear, this was the Venezuelan National Guard?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Well, I mean, but good question, though, Ian, because there's no telling. We've got military all over the globe.
I
wouldn't be surprised if our National New Hampshire National Guard in Venezuela keeping the peace.
Well, I don't think that Venezuela is going to want the United States government in their landmass anytime soon, because the president there makes out the U.S. government to be the source of all their problems. However, recently he admitted...
I agree with a little bit of that, yeah.
Well, some of it, yes.
It's only a little bit, though. But ultimately, the failure in Venezuela is the economic system. And Maduro actually admitted somewhat to some level of failure recently. And there was a story about this from the AFP. I think I brought it up on Saturday night, and I read like one sentence, and we totally got sidetracked and never really got into the story. And I thought this was interesting because for years, the president in Venezuela has been blaming all kinds of outside influences on why people in Venezuela can't get medicine, can't get basic food items. You know, they're losing, on average, I think, 20 pounds or so per year over the last 2 years, just because they don't have the nutrition to keep, you know, maintain a weight. They're losing weight.
Well, sounds like we'd eaten some of that socialism here in this
country.
You're
looking fine. I don't know if you...
I'm talking about the guys who can't get the Daryl technique down, which is running and eating well.
Right. So the story here from the AFP, Nicolas Maduro has admitted his economic model has, quote, failed in the wake of food and medicine shortages and public service paralysis, such as Tuesday's power failure that affected 80% of Caracas. He said in his party Congress, he told them, quote, the production models we've tried so far have failed, and the responsibility is ours, mine, and yours, which is the first time he's ever taken any responsibility for any kind of failure there in Venezuela.
But he also put the failure on everybody else in Venezuela.
Well, he's putting it on the party.
It's mine and yours.
He's putting it on the party. This was a comment that he made to the ruling Socialist Party. As Venezuela looks to tackle chronic inflation, the International Monetary Fund predicted would reach 1,000,000% this year. Could you do me a favor and pull up dollar today, Daryl? It's been a while since we've done it. Last I looked, I think it was one U.S. dollar was at around 3 or 3.5 million Bolivar Fuerte. And now I know they're switching over to the new Sobierno Bolivar, the Bolivar Sobierno, which is the sovereign Bolivar, to replace the Bolivar Fuerte, which is the strong Bolivar, which itself replaced the regular Bolivar like 15 years ago or something like that. So did you find that current number?
I do not currently have the number in front of me. The site is loading slow.
That's all right. Let me go on here with Maduro. He says
3.8 million.
All right. There you go. It slowed down a little bit.
I think they use commas instead of decimal points, right. And then there's like three different numbers here. So yeah, 3.811284.
There you go. And remember when we first started talking about those numbers, it was what, like 70,000 to 1 or something like that, or something really.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot in just 2 years. Anyway, he goes on saying, quote, enough with the whining. We need to produce with or without outside aggression, with or without blockades. We need to make Venezuela an economic power. No more whining. I want solutions, comrades.
Well, that's a little better than before. You know, actually admitting to the real failure, and that is the people, the voters, the people who want everything for free.
Well, I mean, not everybody in Venezuela wants
the people who are left
socialism.
There. I think a lot of the ones who don't want the socialism got out of Dodge a long time ago.
It's a little
you would think incorrectly.
Yeah, easier said than done. I mean, it's not like the other countries nearby want to take on millions and millions of migrants or refugees,
right.
Basically. But the other thing that you need to know about Conan is the voting there is not the solution because the voting system is rigged. There are a lot of people who
I'm not talking about voting for politicians. I'm talking about voting for stuff, for more things, for more entitlements, for more government control.
Well, usually the only votes you get are for politicians unless there's some sort of referendum on the ballot. So when people are voting in Venezuela, millions of people refuse to participate because they don't want to legitimize, or in their mind at least, they don't want to legitimize the ruling party's election system. And
right,
so,
and the ruling party, they wind up doing all of these things to where they prohibit their competition from even appearing on the ballot.
Sometimes they've even locked up some of their competitors in prison cells prior to the election, just to keep them
right,
from,
and then as part of the sentence, yeah. Saying, you also cannot right. run for political office.
Right, so they basically, the fix is in Venezuela, and so the opposition party, they exist, they're fairly strong, but they don't want to participate in elections that are basically a scam. Maduro, the president, put together a People's Congress, I think is what it was called.
It was something of that sort.
So they have their, their parliament, or whatever their equivalent of that is.
National Assembly.
Thank you, the Assembly. And then Maduro builds a completely separate organization that he claims is going to be more accountable to the people, and then only his guys are allowed to run for the offices, and
right.
They hold a special election to elect these people to this brand newly created People's Congress. And the idea is they would then rewrite the entire constitution of the country of Venezuela. And the opposition party's like, they're hamstrung. There's nothing they can do about it.
Right. Do you want to vote for this person, hand-selected by Nicolas Maduro, or cast a blank ballot, or just stay home?
Yeah.
Well, I've not eaten in a week. I don't have the energy to get off the damn couch to walk to the polling
right.
place.
If this opposition party is so strong, why haven't the pitchforks and torches come out yet?
That's a good question. I mean, there was last year in May, it started in May. It lasted for several weeks.
Chased around one of the islands with people with empty pots and pans.
That's right. He did get chased by people when he made a public appearance that was sometime last year. Also, last year in the streets of Caracas, there were just day after day after day of protests where the police were shooting and killing innocent people.
Yes.
So that did happen, and it went on. It was protracted. I mean, it went on for weeks. Mm-hmm. These in the streets protests. But eventually you gotta eat.
You
gotta
you tire out.
Right. And Occupy, for instance, was sort of the equivalent, the more, I would say, peaceful equivalent here in the United States, and they tired out after some amount of weeks.
And the Venezuelans, they're too busy standing in line hoping to be able to buy a slice of bread.
Some of them are, yeah, spending hours and hours, dozens of hours every single month, just trying to get the most basic of food items. It's an absolute mess there, and let's talk a little bit more about it, because, you know, he says here he wants solutions. Well, we got an answer for you, Maduro, if you're listening. Which you probably aren't.
He probably isn't.
But if you were, we have the answer to why your country's failing and what you can do about it. But I suspect he's not going to get the same solutions out of his so-called comrades that he's talking to. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown. But these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
855-450 free like freedom. We've also got Discord, which is the high-quality way to connect to the show. It'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio, and it's super easy to get on our Discord server. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. And it's not just a way to call in. It's actually a way to interact with some of the hosts of the show. Conan, you and I are in there pretty regularly. There are probably, 100 people that are likely active on the server right now, and hundreds more who have registered and, come back within the last week. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. You'll see at the very top of the channels list, because it's a big chat server with different sub-channels and topics. The top three channels, though, are the on-air call-in lines, which you are free to use to call in about anything that's on your mind. Now, we've been talking about Venezuela, the latest news that, or at least some of the latest news. Apparently, there was an alleged assassination attempt against Maduro, although his own National Guard is denying that that was the case. Nicolas Maduro, the current president in Venezuela, has finally come out and has admitted some fault. He says the production models we've tried so far have failed, and the responsibility is ours, mine, and yours, he told the ruling PSUV Party Congress. Enough with the whining, he says. We need to produce with or without outside aggression, with or without blockades, and we need to make Venezuela an economic power. No more whining. I want solutions, comrades.
Surprised he didn't say, let's make Venezuela great again.
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
What?
This is the birth of the new Che. This generation's new Che is going to come from Venezuela.
So what will that look like in Venezuela?
Well, a lot of murder, a lot of executions, a lot of anti-government types who are going to, these anti-government types who are fighting the opposition, or who are the opposition.
Well, they may not be anti-government. They may just be pro their government.
They're anti what they have.
They're anti-Maduro. They may be anti-socialist, but I'm not clear on that. And if there's somebody who's in Venezuela who knows more about the opposition, and maybe there's more than one side to the opposition, who knows?
Right. The opposition is fractured,
right,
just like it is everywhere, to where, it's kind of like getting all of the independent and undeclared voters united behind a single candidate.
Yeah, we're against Trump. So are the Green Party members, right?
So are the Democrats. Right. We're not, against Trump the same reason the Democrats are. The Democrats are just against Trump because he's not their guy.
Well, here's the question. So in Cuba, when they were having their thousands of executions, who were those dissenting voices who needed to be taken out and put up against the wall? Were they anti-government, or were they just anti-Fidel?
I don't know. And I don't know enough about Cuban history.
It was a long time ago, but here we are repeating
chances are it was probably just people that were anti-Fidel Castro.
Or pro USA. So how many Venezuelans are pro-USA, pro-meddling? And the CIA is doing it, and the oil companies are definitely doing it.
I imagine a number of them are pretty friendly towards the U.S. because it's the U.S. dollar that essentially rules the economy there. I mean, if you can get your hands on dollars, then you are doing very, very well in comparison to people holding the bolivar, because the hyperinflation just continues to spiral the value of the bolivar down. No matter what kind of tricks the Venezuelan government's going to try to pull here, they've announced this new bolivar soberano, which was supposed to come out last month, but then again, they decided to not release it last month because they wanted to combine it with the Petro somehow, which is their...
The sovereign bolivar is going to be backed by the Petro that is supposedly backed by oil.
And the Petro is their embarrassingly laughable attempt at a cryptocurrency. And we recently did do an update on the Petro here on Free Talk Live. It appears as though the last time we checked, which was within the last 2 weeks... It appears as though the Venezuelan Petro still is not available. They were supposed to release it back in February, so a half a year ago now.
Right.
When they did release it, it was released on a broken website where you could not actually purchase the thing. They changed at the last minute that they were going to do an Ethereum token, and then they changed that to, I think, an EOS token. And they
I thought it was NEM.
Whatever. They hadn't even updated their all their documentation on the website, and again, you couldn't even put an order in for it. All the while claiming they had, you know, all these billions of dollars worth of crypto floating in to back up their government. So far, there's really no evidence whatsoever that the Petro is in any way purchasable or, if you could purchase it, tradable anywhere.
That and the John McAfee coin. I'm still waiting for mine.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I know, right?
Have you checked in on it to see if he actually did release it, or was that just a joke?
It sounded more and more like it was just a joke.
Oh, that's too bad.
How close was it released around May?
It was supposed to be end of July.
Yeah, but when did we read that original article?
June.
It was not on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it was in June.
Everyone would have jumped on that.
So here's a little bit more here from the AFP. The socialist government has over recent years nationalized various industry sectors, such as cement and steel, expropriated hundreds of businesses, including supermarket chains, and lately brought in the army to control street markets. Get this. What's the army doing in street markets in Venezuela? What is their goal?
They're protecting the food.
Hold on. My guess is they're probably trying to get rations for themselves.
Well, that may be going on, but what's their official goal?
Make sure that no one buys more than two of something, because that's also
close.
The law.
That's close. According to the AFP, the army has been brought in at Maduro's order to control street markets to guard against rising prices.
Well,
the army is guarding against rising prices.
You can't have them scalpers out there ruining the market, the marketplace. Got to keep it stable, right, Ian?
It's just so insane. I mean, it's just
it
so
doesn't
rapidly
matter that the value of the Bolivar has dropped 75% since this morning. You are not allowed to increase the price of that apple.
They're going to send men with guns around to make sure that you're not raising your prices too quickly there to keep up with inflation in Venezuela. Make sure you sell stuff below cost.
Below, I know, exactly. So what incentive does any marketplace have to go to even wake up in the morning? It's like, well, you know what?
Right.
Just going to let all this stuff rot on the shelf.
Oh, if you do that, then you'll get arrested for not actually doing business.
You know,
and then Maduro will send the National Guard or the military or whoever to go into
to
your place
and
then force you to open. We've read stories about it happening to bakeries. We read the story about the toy company that they were like, we can't sell this stuff below cost, but Maduro sent the military in or the police or whoever it was to then, like, force this guy to sell socialist Barbie for less than what his cost was.
That's true. It happened. So now you got Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, on one hand admitting they failed. Our economic model has failed. So I guess his solution is to send the military in to force the prices to stay where they are at gunpoint, because that's going to work. Because you can get around the laws of economics by pointing guns at people. That's going to work for a long time. Oh, wow. It's just so crazy. But there's more. This, according to El Presidente himself, he says, I estimate it will take about 2 years to reach a high level of stability and see the first symptoms of new and economic prosperity without, for 1 second, affecting social security and protection, he said. Now, where does he get that number from, 2 years to reach a high level of stability?
Well, I've got a 5-year plan.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, of course, he was reelected in a campaign in which nobody could really run against him. More coming up.
Hey, Dave. You in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York was arrested and charged with insider trading today related to an Australian biotechnology company. Jeff Berman is the attorney for the Southern District of New York. He explains the charges against Collins.
Congressman Collins was told some confidential and highly sensitive information about Innate, information that was not yet made public, namely that Innate's main drug, the drug Innate was developing to be the backbone of its company, was a total failure.
The Trump administration will impose sanctions on Russia under a chemical and biological warfare law following the poisoning of a former Russian agent and his daughter in the UK earlier this year. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday, the Dow was down 45 points to close the day at 25,583. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Hey, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. They've got all kinds of useful features there. If you're into cryptocurrency, you can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. They're updated every single day. Global headlines about Bitcoin. But also, if you're brand new to crypto, brand new to Bitcoin, there's no better place to start and learn the basics than Bitcoin.com. Plus, Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com and how you can save 20% easily on your purchases at Amazon. Whatever it is you need to buy, you can save big time through SaveItPurse.com. But you have to use Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, because SaveItPurse.com is now accepting Bitcoin Cash as your deposit cryptocurrency there. The idea is you turn your crypto into Amazon products at a huge discount. And let me tell you, from personal experience, a lot of personal experience, it works, and it works well. I've done over 130 transactions in 3 years through SaveItPurse.com, and it's been fantastic. So very cool that they are now taking Bitcoin Cash through SaveAtPurse, SaveATPurse.com. As we continue here, of course, you're welcome to call in, bring up what you want. We've been talking about the news out of Venezuela that President Nicolas Maduro has actually admitted some level of responsibility for the economic failures of his country. Of course, he doesn't really understand why it's failed. So he's admitting that it has failed, that, quote, their production models they've tried so far have failed. he said. He told his ruling PSUV party Congress, but then demanded solutions from his so-called comrades, further estimating that it would take 2 years to reach a so-called high level of stability and see the first symptoms of new and economic prosperity. He says, without for 1 second affecting Social Security and protection.
You know, he has been scapegoating on the great U.S., the great evil that is the U.S.,
yes,
and the oil companies and this and that. And
I don't know if he's blamed the oil companies.
I think he has.
He blamed the decline in the price of oil.
Mm.
Not necessarily blaming an oil company.
I think right now, when did his article come out? When did he say all this? Just recently?
Within the last week or two.
Yeah, I think he is just saving his neck because he can't keep blaming the same people over and over and over again. I think people are starting to wake up. Now he is saying, hey, look, I'm going to stay in charge. I'm going to be your benevolent tyrant, but
this is an important thing. But
you guys need to step up and be the solution. You need to help out because
I can't do this alone.
Right.
Yeah, and this is actually probably a smart, desperate kind of move.
I think it's a really good move on his part.
It's not
going to solve the problem, but keeping him from getting lynched.
It'll kick the ball down the road. Yeah,
it's keeping him from getting lynched.
Right. It kicks the can down the road because he can admit some fault here, which is a man will do that, right? Like you're a man. You've admitted fault.
It takes a brave man to.
So he's admitted some fault, which he's hoping is going to buy him another chance, right? Okay, my people, now I have the solution. Now we know what to do.
It's going to take 2 years.
Right, 2 years.
2 years. Hey,
you're going to starve.
Don't lynch me just yet. If you lynch me right now, then I can't implement these plans over the next 2 years.
And then 2 years from now, what's he going to say? According to the story here at the AFP, Maduro's economic recovery plan includes increasing oil production to, quote, 6 million barrels a day by 2025 or before. Oil production has crashed from a high of 3.2 million barrels per day in 2008 to a 30-year low of 1.5 million this year. So he wants to increase oil production from its total low of 1.5 million per day to 6 million per day, even though its record high was 3.2. So he wants to double the record high.
That's fine and dandy and wonderful. Go ahead. Double the record high all day long. But the question then becomes, when all of your oil tankers are still sitting in port because they can't be inspected to leave port, who the hell are you selling this oil to?
Well, let's presume they've solved that problem, Daryl. You're referring to a story that's a little old at this point. It's at least a year old, I would say, that we reported on last year about how the oil tankers that PDVSA, that's the state oil company in Venezuela, has, are so in a case of a state of disrepair that they can't get the certification they need to actually go into international water. So they ultimately can't deliver the oil anywhere. Was the story last year. Maybe, let's just presume they've solved that problem. But even if this is his plan for economic recovery, is we're just going to increase production. We're going to quadruple production of oil. Well, okay, so you're going to add more oil into the world oil market. What's that going to do? It's going to drive the price down, could, at least, unless the oil dries up in other places at the same time. So they're going to add more oil into the oil market. Well, that might get them some more sales. They could make some money on volume, for instance, but they're certainly not going to be making more per barrel in that particular case. Now, also, according to the story here, the IMF's mind-boggling inflation prediction of 1,000,000% this year says Venezuela's GDP will plummet 18% this year, meaning a fourth consecutive year of double-digit falls in the country's GDP. The economic crisis has hit so hard that the public transport system is almost ground to a halt, with the government and local councils offering free rides in unsafe and uncomfortable pickup trucks branded as kennels by their users. We reported on this a few weeks ago.
That's a great app name for a new ride-sharing company.
Kennel.
Kennel
truck. And so imagine, if you can't, just a box kind of truck, but not a box truck, but like a flatbed pickup with like a fencing for a box in the back.
Yep.
Just packed full of people.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Like chickens.
Just like chickens. Exactly. Maduro, who blames Venezuela's woes on a, quote, economic war waged by the United States, called on his supporters to help kickstart production and resist U.S. aggression. Washington has imposed financial sanctions against Maduro and top government officials, as well as the state-owned oil company PDVSA. Venezuela's crude oil sales account for some 96% of the country's revenue. Let me just say that again. Their oil sales, crude oil sales, account for 96% of the country's revenue. If that's not an unhealthy, breakdown,
yes.
I don't know what is. This is a country, mind you, that is, you know, pretty close to the equator, from what I understand. It's a very
warm place. Tropical climate. They should be able to
grow animals,
type of crop you can think of.
Year round.
Yeah, this reminds me of the history is true about the Irish potato famine, where that was their main food. That mm-hmm. was their that's all they grew. I'm not sure if that history is true or not, but the analogy works. Where if you just concentrate on one, basket of apples, and one of them goes bad. The whole thing goes. You need to spread it out a little bit.
Industry, according to the AFP, is operating at just 30%, perhaps best reflected by the farming sector, which barely supplies a quarter of national consumption, having provided 75% of it just a few years ago, according to the National Farmers Federation.
And I found an update from just last month about the Venezuelan oil problems.
With the tankers?
With the tankers. So this comes from tankershipping.com. They say that tanker owners and operators are effectively being forced to load crude via ship-to-ship transfer because the ports in Venezuela are congested.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that congestion is because of seizure of PDVSA's deepwater crude oil storage and loading assets for unpaid services.
Wait. So PDVSA had their machines repoed?
That's what it sounds like.
Interesting.
So they took the machines for their loading docks on credit.
This says the deepwater crude storage and loading assets. So, yeah, it does sound like some of the loading
storage
stuff.
Storage and loading thing. The thing you need to move the oil from the port to the tanker.
And apparently there are at least 60 tankers from Suezmax and Aframax that are idle in the region, meaning traveling at less than 4 knots.
I'm just trying to imagine how
hanging out.
Insane it must be to be the repo crew to try to take this equipment pack.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We're talking about the living nightmare that is the country of Venezuela right now, and finally the president admitting some level of responsibility for the economic situation there. But is his solution going to solve the problem? Of course not, because he doesn't understand that just allowing the market to actually work unencumbered would, of course, solve the problem right away. Or at least in relatively short order compared to how long it's taken for them to spiral down into just an absolute S-hole of economic insanity.
He just needs
insanity.
2 more years.
Yeah, so we're going to get into a little bit more about that because, Daryl, you've got this update on the shipping situation there that's affecting the country's ability to ship out the oil that they are still drilling for. We'll continue that, but I also want you to know about Liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use Liberty.menu. It's a tool for the libertarian voluntarist community. And if you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're an events coordinator or a digital content provider, you can put your listing up at Liberty.menu, or more than one listing if you've got more than one thing to list. That's totally fine. It's free to do this. So if you want other liberty-minded folks to know about you, your business, your product, your event, or whatever it is that you do, go to liberty.menu and get registered there. It's free to use the site. It's super easy. It's a beautiful site. It's real nice looking, and it works well. Liberty.menu, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, will get you a special badge for your user profile. We can't give you a discount because it's a free site, so go over to Liberty.menu and get the thing that you do listed there so you can maybe get some new business that you didn't have before. Liberty.menu, as we continue here. So, Daryl, just to recap briefly, one of the challenges facing the socialist government in Venezuela, beyond their failed economic system that has failed every time it's ever been tried anywhere in the world over time, and now it is failing worse in Venezuela than anywhere else on the planet at the moment, beyond that problem, beyond the fact that they've nationalized hundreds of businesses, and run them into the ground and are still running them in the red today, besides all of that, besides the fact that people are starving or whatever, The president's new economic plan to supposedly fix the problems is to quadruple their oil output. But as you pointed out, Daryl, well, how are they going to output, first of all, if they could quadruple it, how are they going to output that much oil when they can't even get their shipping containers onto a product or onto a ship to, you know, to fill the oil tankers basically with oil? They can't do it, and you were just explaining one of the reasons why.
Right. So again, article from tankershipping.com. They say, according to local reports, Suezmax Senegal Calandula is the first tanker to load Venezuelan crude using the STS method, that ship to ship.
Ship to ship.
Since PDVSA proposed the alternative, the tanker had been waiting in the region since February. This article came out a month ago.
So it was sitting there for 5 months, basically, waiting around to try to get some oil, and they did a ship-to-ship load. But my question is, how did it get on the first ship in the first place?
I don't know, and they don't explain.
Yeah.
They're just saying that they're having to do this new method because... And let me continue with the article. Another 60 Suezmax and Aframax tankers appear to be idle in the region, meaning that they're basically floating in circles at less than 4 knots. According to the vessel values tracking tool, local reports suggest that 24 million barrels of crude oil are due for loading, equivalent to the load program for April. The congestion amid the Venezuelan crude loading terminal has been caused by the seizure of PDVSA's deepwater crude oil storage and loading assets in the Caribbean by unpaid service companies. This hinders loading of tankers bound for China and other Far East customers. Port congestion is also delaying imports of goods into Venezuela.
Well, not that there are that many companies waiting to import goods, because in order to get your goods into Venezuela, you'd have to get paid in money that's not legally able to pay you, like dollars.
The people of Venezuela, we already mentioned, they live in a tropical climate.
That's right, yeah.
They should be able to make their own food and produce their own food, but they're not able to because everything's been seized by the government, and then there's no incentive to go work in a field.
Right, you don't own the farm, so why?
Because you're not going to actually get paid, or if you do get paid, you'll get paid less than what the market rate of the food is.
So even if there was somebody who wanted to import something, they couldn't do it because the oil tankers get preference, and the oil tankers can't go in because the equipment's not there anymore to load the oil tankers because Venezuela didn't pay the companies that they bought the equipment from.
That's what it sounds like.
So the government reneged on their contract. So the government bought the equipment to, you know, service these tankers, and then they just didn't pay the bill, and the companies who sold them the equipment came back and took them. They hired repo men to go in, and this is what I was saying during the break. Can you imagine has anybody here seen Repo Man, the movie from the 1980s with Emilio Estevez? You're looking at me blankly.
Can't
I'm guessing
say
that
I have.
Yes, and I think it was so B that it kind of slipped my mind.
It was so what? B?
B.
B-level?
B-level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a budget movie, that's for sure.
It's coming back to me.
It's a cult classic.
When you said...
Repo Man. If you haven't seen
Which
Repo Man...
Which cult do you have to join
this is
to
this is Body Parts,
enjoy
right?
this?
No.
There was a Repo movie, and I think it was...
You're thinking of an opera. There's some sort of Repo opera or something like that. That has nothing to do with it. I don't know what that is. But Repo Man's about repo guys that go around and, you know, repossess
like,
cars.
Like Dog the Bounty Hunter, right? Or
does he do that kind of work?
Does he
I don't know.
I don't know.
No,
I've never
seen that
But they
show.
Definitely have these on the...
Dog the Bounty Hunter
is a bounty hunter. Yeah, but they did Repo as well.
Bounty Hunters repo people. I mean, they take people from wherever they are and bring them to whoever it is that they owe money to, or you know,
I've kind of done repo working for Enterprise. I've gone
taking cars.
I've gone to junkyards and picked our cars back up, and then gotten a contact high on the way back from whatever was in that was in the car.
So anyway, I mean, repo work can be exciting work, right? Like you're going to questionable people's houses who are not necessarily honest people. And who might be violent, right?
Yep.
Like, they might actually try to stop you.
They don't want you stealing what they stole from you.
Well, you're not stealing it. You're taking back what's yours.
In their mind,
it's stealing, yeah. But you're just taking back what's yours because they haven't made the payments. So, or the banks, and they hired you to do it. So that's pretty exciting, right? Like, you've got your keys. The bank gives you a key to the car because they had a key. And then you have to go in whenever, you know, the people aren't in the front yard and, you know, get in the car and start it up and get out of there before somebody starts blasting at you
or something. You show up with a tow truck and then you just load the car onto the tow truck and then take off.
That's the other way to do it. That's true. But that's, I mean, that's exciting, right? Like, that's an exciting line of work. It probably gets a little intense at times, probably mostly pretty dull, but it can have its moments. Imagine now going into the Caracas port, which you know is going to have some sort of military presence, right? Like, it's run by the government. You're going into the Caracas port. It's your job to repossess heavy loading equipment. Right, so it's not just your typical tow job.
We've got to take your deep water crude oil storage tank.
Yeah, this is going to take an army.
That's what I'm saying. How big was this repo crew? Did they hire professional mercenaries to come along with them?
They have repoed these items, or they're still sitting
there? Yeah, that's why they. No, they haven't. They don't have them anymore. That's why they can't even load the damn tankers.
The congestion amid the crude oil loading terminals has been caused by the seizure of PDVSA's deepwater crude oil storage and loading assets.
They snatched them up. They're gone. So imagine being on this repo crew where you would have to go up against presumably the military. It sounds really like an intimidating job, but then you guys thought of what they probably could do. They could just bring a barbecue grill and, you know,
throw some plantains on there, some pork.
You can throw anything on there. These guys,
they'd eat pineapple on their pizzas.
Those military guys are going to drop their weapons and just line up for whatever food you bring out there.
And then, Ian, remember when we covered the story about the Venezuelan government owing one of the money printing people like $80 million?
Right, because they have to pay in dollars. You don't get to pay the money printers in the money they just printed for you. Right?
It would have been great if it was a cryptocurrency.
Well, that would have been pretty cool. But ultimately, and that's another story we haven't gotten an update on for a while, because they're still printing money. So maybe they settled up with that company, or maybe they found some other company they could dupe into printing their money for them. But you would think that the word would have gotten around, right? Like, you would think that, oh, hey, De La Rue, I think was the name of the company, De La Rue printing. We heard they didn't get paid last time, so we're going to need all the money up front, Mr. Maduro. No more credit for you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So there's your update. They're supposedly going to sell a bunch of oil, which they can't really sell because the equipment's not even there to load up the tankers. That's his brilliant plan to save the economy. No, let's not let people run their own businesses, make their own decisions, let the market operate. It's all got to be centrally planned. So expect things to get much, much worse there before they get better. And they're not going to get better until there's a major political upheaval and change.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.